Leviticus chapter 24. And the Lord spake unto Moses, saying, Command the children of Israel that they bring unto thee pure oil, olive, beaten for the light, to cause the lamps to burn continually, without the veil of the testimony in the tabernacle of the congregation. Shall Aaron order it from the evening unto the morning before the Lord continually. It shall be a statute forever in your generations. He shall order the lamps upon the pure candlestick before the Lord continually. So just a short scripture. And you know, the next few verses talks about the table of shewbread. And all of this, if we could see it, are pictures of the Lord Jesus. So let's think about this first four verses here. And the Lord spake unto Moses, saying, Command the children of Israel that they bring of thee pure olive oil beaten for the light. So there was a candlestick and seven lamps out of that candlestick that lit the inside of the tabernacle. And no windows to be able to see. Solomon built a greater temple that had windows or skylights in it. And God even built one greater than that. And he put the light on the inside. So as we think about this, let's just look and see what we might be able to see out of the scripture. So as you think, the Lord commands Moses to tell the people to bring pure olive oil beaten for the light. So as we think about that, you know, this was the responsibility of the people to bring this olive oil down to the temple that Aaron could continually have the lamps burning inside the temple, that there would be a light. And as I thought about that, you know, no way for man to see how to get to God. There's no way for man to see. But, and I don't know how to put all of this together or how the Lord put it together, but you know, that responsibility was laid on man to bring this oil for the lamps. But isn't it wonderful that God Almighty provided the oil? Provided, if you'd have it this way, he provided the olive that the oil came out of. So we'll look back and forth maybe in the book of Matthew, chapter number 25, I believe it is. Maybe chapter number 26. Matthew chapter 26. We'll look there and also look in the book of Luke. So as you think about this now, about the pure oil of the olive to be brought unto the high priest, that there might be a light in the tabernacle. So in Matthew chapter 26, we see this. The Lord has come to the garden. Matthew 26:36, the Bible says this. Then cometh Jesus with them unto the place called Gethsemane, and saith unto the disciples, Sit ye here while I go and pray yonder. So the word Gethsemane means the olive press. So Leviticus, command the children of Israel that they bring unto thee pure oil, olive, beaten for the light, to cause the lamps to burn continually. So here's the Lord, and where is he? He's in the olive press. not literally, but figuratively, spiritually, the Lamb of God. And as I look in the book of Luke, you know what he's going to do? He's going to pray. Three different times he's going to pray. And the Bible says this, that he's going to be in such an agony. He's going to be in such an agony that his sweat becomes as great drops of blood. And you know what he's going to pray? He's going to pray, Father, not my will, but thy will be done. So the pure oil of the olive was a beaten oil that they used for the lamp in the temple. And that meaning this, that olive was bruised, maybe with a pestle in a bowl, or maybe it was beaten in the sense that the olive was bruised. So now you picture an olive. On the inside of that olive is the seed. On the inside of that is maybe what they call, or if you was a grower of olives, you might call it the stone that was on the inside. But the outer part was the only thing that was beaten or bruised. But if they put it in a mill, then they ran it between stones, they bruised the olive, and they broke the inside of that was on the inside. They broke the stone. So there was the stone with the olive. But for the light in the temple, it was only to be beaten or bruised, or the pulp or the flesh of the olive was to be broken. And that was for this, that there was no mixture, there was no dregs, there was nothing of that oil. You see, he says pure, and that word really, it means clear. The clear oil, there was no mixture of anything mixed with this oil, that when it was put in the lamps, when it was in the lamps, that there was no smoke. Can you see that?
Right.
Can you see that if there was trash in the oil, that would emit smoke? Well, what are the lamps doing? The lamps are ascending upward. They're burning. The word means to ascend up. So these lamps, you know what they're doing? They're ascending up toward God. But what do we find in the garden? In the Garden of Gethsemane, we find the Lord Jesus Christ at the olive press. We see the Lord Jesus Christ in the garden, and what is he there doing? I tell you, literally and physically, he is pouring out his blood even in the garden. You might say, well, he shed his blood on the cross of Calvary. I would say this, that he shed it before in the Garden of Gethsemane. I would say that the Lord Jesus Christ shed his blood long before he ever got to Pilate's hall, long before he ever got to the cross, long before he ever got there, his blood was being poured out. And think with me now, he was being poured out willingly.
Right.
Not in the meal. No, I tell you, his blood was being poured out as he was doing the will of God the Father. It was God's will that he would die for us. It was God's will that he be bruised for us. I believe we could see that in the book of Isaiah, chapter number 53. We would read these words. Isaiah chapter 53, and he says this, it pleased the Lord to what? You see this oil? This oil is to be beaten out of the olive, that the olive would be bruised, that the olive might be beaten, but the olive is not going to be put in the meal. I tell you, friend, the only thing that they were able to bruise, and the only thing that they were able to break open, was the flesh and the pulp. They never got to the inside. I tell you, the Lord Jesus Christ gave his life willingly.
He wasn't put in the meal. No, I tell you, he said this, no man taketh my life, but I give my life, I lay my life down, and I'll take it up. Thank God, you know what he did? He made a way. Now think with me, that in the Old Testament, the people were to bring the oil for the lamps. But isn't it something that in the New Testament, Almighty God provides the olive and also provides the oil out of the olive that you and I might have lamps, might have a light in our vessel. In our tabernacle, there has been a means made for us to be able to burn, to ascend up, that there would be something in our heart, in our life, that would ascend up and give glory unto God.
As I was thinking about Father's Day, you know, I'm looking in this scripture and I'm seeing God the Father provide everything that the church stands in need of. So listen to these words. So bring that pure, bring. So now think of this. We're going to have to lay hold on that. We've got to seize that. I have to seize that oil. So if I'm going to seize that oil, then I must seize the olive. And if I'm going to have the oil, I must have what comes out of the olive. The bruised Lamb of God, you know, I'm not going to get to it, but we're going to see in the next few verses, he talks about the table of shewbread. And you know what that's a picture of? That's the picture of the body of the Lord Jesus Christ, the bread of life. This bread was given for you and I. And the oil of the olive, that oil comes out of the olive, and that oil must be seized upon and brought down. I tell you, thank God, the Lord Jesus Christ offered himself in the Garden of Gethsemane, in the olive press. He poured out himself that you and I might be able to seize upon him. And think this, that he offered himself unto God, and God made him available for us, that you and I can grasp hold of the Lord Jesus Christ as our Savior, as our means to be accepted with God. God raised him from the dead that we would be able to have one to seize on to. I mean, can you imagine this? You're going to seize on, you're going to grab on or grasp hold of a Savior that's dead? No, I tell you, bring this. Bring this pure. Bring this pure oil, this clear, this clean, this righteous. Bring this oil that has no adultery in it. That it's not mixed. It's not been adulterated with anything. It's not mixed with anything. But the blood of the Lamb of God was poured out at Calvary that you and I might be recipients of the oil of the Holy Ghost, that we might have something in our tabernacle, a friend, that the light of God, the burning of God, the ascending up unto God, could be put in us as individuals. The Lord, now you think with me, I'm not responsible for that. No. Jesus Christ was the olive. He was bruised by the will of God that you and I could have the oil to go in our vessel and have a light in the tabernacle. Isn't that wonderful? That God provided it all. You might not think so, but I believe that He did. Command the children of Israel that they bring the pure oil. Now, you know, I could say this. Was he one of the children of Israel? He certainly was. Is he not? I mean, look at him. From Abraham all the way through, you know what we're going to do? We're going to trace him. Whether you want to trace him from Abraham or Adam
who was the Son of God, whether you want to trace him from there toward Jesus or you want to trace him from Jesus back to the provision of God, it was God who provided him for us. He is, tell the children of Israel that they bring unto thee pure oil of olive beaten for the life to cause the lamps to burn. Isn't that something? Why do we need this light? I'll tell you why. Because we were darkness. Right? We were darkness. You and I, if you're saved, you're the tabernacle of God Almighty. You are the tabernacle. And you might say, well, we're the tabernacle of the Holy Ghost. That's true. The Holy Ghost, if you're saved, the Holy Spirit dwells within you. Now, as you think about that, we were darkness. We needed a light. And as you think about this scripture, the next three or four verses is talking about the shewbread and the table of shewbread. So the table of shewbread was where they had the bread, 12 cakes of bread, had the frankincense there, and they had that on the table. Now, when I walked into the temple, a dark place, the table was on the north side and the candlestick was on the south side. You got a picture, we're walking into darkness and the candlestick is on one side of the tabernacle and the table of shewbread, the Lord Jesus Christ, is on the other side. We were darkness. We had no light at all. And you know, when I come into the temple, I'm not walking toward the light. I'm walking and my attention is what the light is showing me. I'm not walking toward that light. I'm walking by that light. I am directed by that light. So this light in the temple on the south side is directing man toward the north side that he might come to the Lord and Savior Jesus Christ. As you and I are in this world, you know what we have? We've got darkness within. We have darkness. We're nothing but darkness. But thank God, through the provision of the Lord Jesus Christ, you know what we become? We become light. And listen, this light that ascends upward, this light that is within us, you know what it does? It doesn't glorify us. The light that is within us is like the candlestick on the south side, pointing and showing those people that are coming into the darkness that they might see, you know, I'm not looking at the light, I'm looking at what the light is revealing. And if you have the burning, shining light of the Holy Spirit of God within you, it doesn't glorify you. It doesn't glorify you. I tell you what it does. It points them to the Jesus that's in the tabernacle. It points them not to the light, but it points them to the Lamb of God, that they could come and they could be satisfied, they could be fed, they could enjoy the goodness of God, that light within you points to the Lord. Amen. God provided all of this. He provided every bit of it. So, bring this pure oil, olive, beaten. There's the Lord Jesus. He wasn't crushed. I believe Joseph probably said Wednesday night there wasn't a bone of him broken. You know, if you're going to break the stone, the bone, the stone and the olive, you're going to have to put it in the meal. But no. No, I tell you what he did. He went to Pilate's hall. He was there before Herod's group. He was before the Romans, but I tell you what, they never broke what was on the inside. Thank God, I tell you what he did. On Friday afternoon, he said this with a loud and a notable voice. He said, "It is finished." Thank God they didn't break what was on the inside. Oh, no. No, I tell you what he did. He laid down that olive, though it was beaten, though it was bloody, though the good was running out, though the clear, pure oil of the olive was coming out. It was not mixed with anything that was a have to. I tell you, he gave up his life as the olive gives up the oil that's in it. He gave it up willingly. And friend, it flowed out of him. Freely, that you and I might have a life in our temple.
God did all of that. Thank God I'm not responsible for bringing the oil out of the olive. Though yet we will get to that. To cause, see, if you don't have this oil, there's going to be no light. You know why there's no light in people's tabernacle? It's still darkness. There's no candlestick and there's no oil. Now, I read about the 10 virgins and they had a lamp, but they had no vessel and no oil. Your lamp's going out. As Leah said this morning, we're headed towards judgment. My lamp's going out. I must have something. You know when the Lord come? Now think with me. When did the Lord come in that marriage, the 10 virgins, at the midnight hour? He's coming in the darkness. You know, there's not going to be any question of where the light source is coming from. It's not going to be man-made. It's not going to be while man is doing something. I tell you, at the midnight hour, the Word of God said, the bridegroom cometh. Trim your lamps, light your lamps, ladies, because the bridegroom cometh. Go ye out to meet him. And you know what was missing? There was no oil in their lamp. No oil. I'll tell you this, you may have a vessel today, and I believe this, you've got a tabernacle. But has your tabernacle been lit by the oil of God? Has your tabernacle been lit by the provision of God? I want you to know this, that God Almighty built a tabernacle, ladies and gentlemen, and He afforded everything that was in it. The table of shewbread, the candlestick, the oil for the lamp. He provided everything that is in the New Testament tabernacle. God provided it all. Now here was some obligation for the children of Israel to bring this pure oil of olive, beaten for the light, to cause the lamps, you see that word lamps, plural, to burn continually. But you know, when you come in, you didn't see lamps. I tell you what you saw. You saw seven. There was seven. There was a complete light. A light that was absolutely complete. And when we see it in the New Testament, in the book of the Revelation, John sees seven churches, doesn't he? He sees seven. But that is just God's completeness. I want you to know this. Through and by the light of the gospel, the light of the Holy Spirit, through the light, through that lampstand, and that light and that oil that was providing the means for that light to ascend upward, I'm not looking at seven individuals. I tell you what I'm looking at. I'm looking at a church. I'm looking at a one light. I'm looking at one light, a friend that is a light to light of those that are lost and undone, and those that come out of the world and come into the tabernacle, and those that come out of the world and come into the church house, that they might be able to see by the light that is in who? In where? In the tabernacle. In you. The light that is in you, that it might reflect and show the table of shewbread, that they might come to Jesus. What are people looking for? I'll say this. Unbeknownst to man, what he's looking for is something to fill that empty void in his soul. What man really needs is he needs the Lord Jesus Christ. Man is in need of a Savior. Man is lost and undone and on the road to hell, and man needs a Savior. When men come into the church, Ikea, they're not looking to see me, and they're not looking to see you. But if you and I could be a bearer, if we could be a candlestick, if we could be the one that the oil of God could burn in our heart and in our soul, I tell you what it'll do. It'll be a reflection from us. I don't believe it might be that first thing we notice the light. But I tell you what we're going to notice. Friend, our attention may be drawn to the light for a moment, but what we're really looking for is, what does that light illuminate? What does that light show me? What is it that God is going to show me about that? What is He going to show me with the means of that light? He's going to show me the table. He's going to show me the altar. You know how Aaron's going to light this? How's Aaron going to light these lamps? He's going to trim them every day. Every day, they're going to be put out, trimmed, refurbished with oil, and he's going to light them again. Where does that light come from? I believe it comes off of the altar of burnt offerings. That altar that's got the fire underneath it, that same altar's the one going to be the one that provides the fire for incense. So now just think about that for just a moment. Who was on the offering? Who was on the burnt altar of God Almighty? Jesus Christ. So through the provision of Jesus Christ, there is a means for my tabernacle to be lit. Through the means of Jesus Christ, there is also a means that fire off of the altar, that burnt offering sacrifice. Out of that altar is going to be a fire. And you know what's going to happen? I'm going to use that same fire, and I'm going to sprinkle the incense, and my prayers are going to ascend up unto God. My God, look what He's provided. Everything that I stand in need of for my prayer life, for my light to be able to see in darkness, for my fellow man to be able to see the Lord Jesus, for there to be a light to ascend up in the tabernacle, God's going to provide it all through Jesus Christ. Amen. Being offered. So he offered himself on the altar of God. But you know what he did? How to you, when he saves one of his children, you know what he does? He baptizes them with the fire of the Holy Ghost and sets them aflame, never to go out, never to go back, never to be in darkness again. But through the baptism of the fire of the Holy Spirit, God Almighty ignites our life. He lights our life that we be a light unto a lost and a dying world, that we being a dark tabernacle. I say this, folks, outside of the Lord Jesus Christ, you know what I am? I am a sinner of darkness, a child of the devil, headed to hell. Outside of Jesus Christ, I have absolutely nothing. But through Him, I have a fire started. I have oil provided. I've got a candlestick. Now listen, this candlestick is to hold up the seven lamps, right? This candlestick, you know, you're not going to light a light. You're not going to light. I'm not going to turn my flashlight on and stick it in my pocket. I'm going to turn my flashlight on or my headlamp on. I'm going to turn that on and I'm going to see which way I need to go. God saves us, births us into the family of God. By the baptism of the Holy Ghost, God starts a fire in our heart, and the Holy Spirit is provided for us day after day after day after day, that we might be able to reflect and show somebody how to find the Lord Jesus. No light in the temple. How in the world are people going to come to God? I'll say this.
You just turn the light on, open the door, and see what all comes in. Turn the light on. Now, don't worry about it during the day. Turn it on after dark. Turn the light on after dark in the kitchen and see what comes in the house. Boy, you talk about a drawing. We're living in a world full of darkness. But God put a light in you and I. It was God who provided the olive. It was Jesus who provided the oil that came out of the olive. It was God Almighty that ignited the tabernacle. He was the one that started the fire. He was the one that the fire came down from heaven. And I'll tell you what, if there's any goings on, listen to me. If there's any going on of offering prayer, if there's any going on of snuffing out the lamp and starting it again, you know where that's going to come from? From the fire that God started in the tabernacle to start with. That fire is never going to go out. And you know, maybe that one's Aaron's job. That's the Levite's job. I thank God that the Lord Jesus Christ started a fire through the baptism of the Holy Ghost. And let me tell you this, I am kept by the power of God. Thank God I'm not keeping myself. I'm not responsible, and I don't mean that in the wrong way. But I thank the Lord that He's in charge of that as well. What a Father that you and I have today. I that provided the olive, provided the oil, I provided the tabernacle, provided the shewbread, provided the lamp, provided everything, provided the fire to get it started. I that we might be able to show our people that are in darkness and that they might be drawn in. Honest to God, they might be drawn in out of a world of darkness. If there's a light on in here tonight, ladies and gentlemen, after it gets dark, I guarantee you we could come in tomorrow morning and this place will be full of all kinds of earthly creatures.
Where is this supposed to burn? The light to cause the lamps to burn continually. Now, is this going out? No. No, this is not going to go out. As long as there's a tabernacle, there is a provision of oil to light the tabernacle. As long as you're alive in this world, if you're saved, there is a provision through and by what the Lord Jesus Christ did in the Garden of Gethsemane. There is a provision for you to have oil in your lamp. This is to never go out. I mean, you can say, well, that's the Old Testament. It may be, but I tell you what it is. It's types and shadows. And I tell you what we have. Thank God we've got a better testament. We've got a better tabernacle. We've got a better lamp. We've got better oil than the oil out of the olive. I've got the Spirit that came out of heaven above. Jesus ascended back unto God the Father out of the bruised olive. And I'll tell you what He did. Out of that, ladies and gentlemen, He sent us the pure oil of the olive that we might be able to have a lamp forever burning. I hope you can see this. Without the veil of the testimony in the tabernacle. So, there's a part, and I thought about this. You know what's behind the veil? You don't need any light back there. The glory of God will keep that lit. Would you agree with me? The glory of God, what's behind the veil? We don't need any oil. We don't need a lamp. We don't need a candlestick. What's behind the veil is the glory of God. I'll tell you this, He'll take care of that. Don't you worry about having to take anything back there because God's got that covered. But what He's concerned about is what's without the veil, yet within the tabernacle. Now, what is the veil? The flesh. So we got this flesh.
Behind the veil, thank God, if you're saved, there's some glory there. Behind the veil, there's some glory, and it'll never go out. And behind the veil, and you know something? I can't add to that. I can't take away from that. That was for the glory of the Lord Jesus Christ. That was a provision of God Almighty. He gets all the glory. But now on the outside of the tabernacle, we need a light. We're lacking in glory, aren't we? But you know, isn't a light a wonderful thing? I mean, you got up this morning, if you were up before daylight, about a quarter till six, 10 minutes till six, you see the sky start breaking. How glorious that is. And you know what God did? God made a way that we that are without the veil, but yet still in the tabernacle, that there might be a light. That there might be a light in the tabernacle, that we could have light. Our fellow men could be drawn to the light. Those that are coming out of darkness, when they come into the temple, their first reaction might be to look at the light, but I tell you what that'll do, that'll blind you. What I need to do is look at what the light is reflecting, and that's going to make me look over at the table of shewbread, and there I'm going to see the precious Lamb of God that was laid down, that you and I would be able to eat. He said, I am the bread come down from heaven, and if any man eat of me, I tell you what, I'm not going to thirst again. I'm not going to hunger again because the light has led me to eat off of the table of God.
Right.
So you and I, this is what he says. I want you to bring this oil, and I want you to bring it in, and I want you to bring it unto Aaron, that without the veil of the testimony in the tabernacle of the congregation shall Aaron order it from the evening until morning before the Lord continually. So daily, it shall be a statute forever in your generations. He shall order the lamps upon the pure candlestick before the Lord continually. So, who's taking care of the lamps? The high priest. Who made it possible for us to have the oil? He said, I must go away. And if I go away, I will come again and receive you into myself. And when he went away, he said, it's expedient that I go away. But when I go away, I'm going to send you another comforter. I'm going to send you one just like me. And you know what he's going to do? Friend, he's not going to be inside the tabernacle. He's going to be in the tabernacle, yet outside the veil. I tell you what's going to happen, ladies and gentlemen. You and I are going to be light bearers, and it's not going to be glory to us, but it's going to be glory to the one that made it possible for us to be light bearers. I had no light within myself, but the Lamb of God, by the Holy Spirit, put the light within this tabernacle. Now that on the inside, God takes care of that glory.
That's right.
This outside that you're looking at, that my fellow man, that those that are in darkness might be drawn to the Lord Jesus, God put that light in the outer part of the sanctuary. God put that light and that lampstand and that oil that goes in the lamp. So the lampstand, the pure, the golden lampstand. You know what that is? If I look in the Revelation, that's the church. The pure church. The unadulterated church. The real church. Inside the church, God put a lampstand. Inside the church, ladies and gentlemen, are individual lamps and lights in that church that we could be a light and reflect and show the way to the Lord Jesus Christ. That we might show someone else the way. The high priest is in charge of that. Who are you? Now, Jesus is the high priest. But who are you? Are you not a priest? Are you not a king and a priest? You're a king and a priest. So you know who I'm responsible for? I'm not responsible for Daniel. I'm not responsible for Vaughn. But I tell you what I am responsible for. Daily. Daily. Every night. Every morning. You check the lamp. You check the oil. You replenish it with oil. If the wick needs trimming, if it's got a little black build up and crusty on the wick, you trim that off. You go to the Word of God. You go to the Word of God and see if I stand in need, if I'm looking smoky, if I'm giving off something that's going to misdirect somebody, if my life is out of order with God, you know what I'm responsible for? I'm responsible for trimming the wick and filling up the lamp again with that golden oil. I'm responsible, ladies and gentlemen, how to keep my life in order, our friend, that the Holy Ghost of God might dwell within me and dwell within me with power and with purity.
That's right.
I just thought of this, and I'll just put it out there for thought. So the first time that they had no water in the wilderness, God said, smite the rock. The next time He said, Moses, speak to the rock. The Lord Jesus Christ, whether it's the rock or the olive, He's already been smitten. And I tell you, by that burning offering, by the fire that's under that, I can offer incense and prayer up unto God. I tell you what I can do. I can speak to the rock. I can speak to the rock. I'm not to smite the rock again. There's no need for the Lord Jesus Christ to be smitten again. Thank God what His offering was made. It pleased God. I'd bruise Him. And by my knowledge of my righteous servant, many shall be justified. Many shall be cleansed from their iniquity. Thank the Lord, through the Lord Jesus Christ, you and I have the means to be a bright and a shining light. Jesus said, I'm the light of the world. But He said, I'm going away. You are the light of the world. A city set on a hill which cannot be hid. Have you got that? Have you got that light within you? Is that light burning? Is the Holy Ghost of God, the oil of the Spirit of God, welling up in your lamp? Are you glorifying? Is your life ascending up unto God? Or is our life like an old oil lamp with a globe on it? Isn't that something, how that little globe's made about like a man's figure? Said, I'll set it up. Our life being wasted. Our life not giving off the light from the indwelling Spirit of God. Listen to what the Bible says. I'll hush in just a minute. In Zechariah, he says this. What did he see? He saw a golden candlestick with 7 branches on it. And he saw 2 golden pipes, bowls on the top, that fed the branches to give the light. And beside it, he saw olive trees, one on the left and one on the right. I tell you, there was a continual supply for that lampstand to burn. By the Holy Spirit and by the Word of God, there's a means for us to be in tune with and to be touched by that light, that oil that flows out of God Almighty. If God the Father and God the Son were the 2 trees, then the oil must be the 3rd person. And we burn for God by the indwelling of the Holy Spirit of God outside the veil, but inside the tabernacle. Outside, I'm not behind the veil. I tell you, I don't need the light that's behind the veil, but that is in front of the veil. That is in this world. That where all of mankind comes and looks. That where other people come in and look and see what's going on in the tabernacle. I need the oil to light the way unto Jesus Christ. And you do. You do.
In the book of John, chapter 1, he says this, the light shineth in darkness, and I'm sorry, in him was life. This is talking about the Lord Jesus. In him was life, and the life that was given. See if he kept his life. If he kept his life. If the olive stayed on the tree. If the olive was never bruised, where would we get the oil? Where would the oil come from? There'd be no oil, would there? And if there was no oil, there would be no light. We'd still be dwelling in darkness, wouldn't we? But John says, 1:4, in him was life, thank God. He's the supplier of life. Whether anything you want to see that's made, there's been nothing made in all of the world that He didn't make. And if you're a child of God, you know what? He made you a child of God. He made you. You became something that you had never, ever would have never become before. You came into being by the life of the Lord Jesus. What a Father. What a Father. In Him was life, and the life was the light of men. You know what happened? When I realized I was lost and going to hell, you know what I was drawn to? To the light. I was drawn to the light. He was the life and the light of men. It was He, Jesus Christ, through the work that was going on in the hearts and the lives of men and women that were in the candlestick and yet individual members, that light was burning in them, and what they reflected, that it wasn't of them, but the light was from God, and they pointed me to the table of shewbread, the Lord Jesus Christ. First John 1:5. This is the message which we have heard of Him, and declare we unto you, that God is light, and in Him is no darkness at all. So what should we do? What would our obligation be? So, I believe our obligation would be this. I believe it would be our obligation that we... Now you think about that fourth verse. He shall order the lamps upon the pure candlestick before the Lord continually. So on the pure candlestick was flames that were ascending up toward God. Does God need that lamp? As those flames were ascending up toward God, they were drawing lost man out of the darkness to the Lord Jesus. So let us trim our lamps. Let us make sure that we're filled. I mean, you might want to spit that out, but I hear what Paul said. Be ye filled with the Holy Ghost. Be ye not drunk with wine, but be ye filled with the Holy Ghost. Where shall I go? Oh, I tell you what I'm going to do. I'm going to go down to the lampstand. I'm going to go down and get under the olive trees. I'm going to go down and I want to get under the place where those two golden pipes come down to fill the bowl.
that feed the lambs.
I'm going to go down to the church and I'm going to get under the gospel and I'm going to get under the preaching of the Holy Spirit and I'm going to find something to fill up my lamp that it might burn in this dark world that we live in.
That's right.
He's provided it all. Thank God He provided it all. He shall order the lamps. What do you think we ought to do? If you're a priest, you need to order your lamp. The 10 virgins, they all trimmed their lamps, didn't they? Right? You reckon Aaron and his boys, you reckon they trimmed the lamps every morning? I believe if there was anything that put off anything but clear, pure light, I believe they trimmed that off. You see, it's not the wick. We're not interested in burning the wick. We're interested in the wick carrying the oil that the flame might ascend up toward God and toward our fellow man. See, if it's burning on the wick, it's going to get smoky and nasty. And people might be misdirected. But if it's the oil that's burning on the wick, outside of the veil, yet in the tabernacle, I tell you what, it could draw people and show them the Lord Jesus Christ. Thank you for your attention.